Earlier today at the University of Kansas Hospital Training Complex, the Kansas City Chiefs took the field together for the first time in 2015 in what will be one of 10 OTA practices as we begin phase three of the offseason program. Chiefs coach Andy Reid said after the practice he was encouraged by the way the guys got after it.
I thought today was a good day. It was great to get back out on the field and be able to, you know, go offense versus defense. And that's the primary difference between this camp and the other camps that we've had in phase one and phase two. So I thought the guys got to work. It's always a little faster, so they got to work at a little bit better speed than what they've been doing before versus air.
Throughout this offseason, all eyes are going to be on wide receiver Jeremy Maclin and quarterback Alex Smith. Maclin, one of the prized free agent signings for the Chiefs this year, has got to develop that chemistry is what he described after practice day with Alex Smith.
You know, with your talking about me and him, I think that's the number one thing, you know, we're looking forward to do. I don't think you can judge it by, you know, completed balls or incomplete balls. I think it's all about getting to know each other, getting that timing down, which I think we've gotten off to a pretty good start in doing that.
You could tell they're already starting to get on the same page. One of the top plays, if not the top play of the entire practice, was a deep hookup down the left sideline from Smith to Maclin, perfectly thrown in stride, well over 40 yards down the field. That was a great thing to see, and I know something Chiefs fans want to see a lot of this fall. Another thing Chiefs want to see a lot of this fall is Jamaal Charles. He said after practice that he is feeling good. He's feeling healthy. He said he likes to lose maybe 1 pound a year as he gets older. 29 years old. Is the Chiefs' all-time leading rusher, but anytime you have one of your best players, arguably your best player on offense, say that he's feeling pretty good, that's a great sign. And finally, two other players that couldn't have been more excited to get out on the field were Derek Johnson and Mike DeVito, the two defensive players who trained together as they came back from Achilles injuries, both suffered in week one against Tennessee last year. DJ said after practice that he and Mike DeVito were high-fiving every time they saw each other on the field and that it was a long road back for both of them, but this is a day they've both been thinking about for a really long time.
It's been a long road for us. We've been talking about this day since we got hurt, so we're definitely blessed. And as long as we stay healthy, we'll do a lot for this team.
We'll have you covered throughout all of Phase 3 and all of these OTA practices at kcchiefs.com.